Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Hello everyone, welcome back to part two of Private Parts. This is where we read the most intimate sordid details of our lives. Russell Kane is still here. Whoop whoop.
Whoop.
Whoop. you must have done like a stand-up where people literally like, you just lose the whole room.
I'm not showing off, but I very, 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 very rarely these days lose a room. In fact, I would struggle.
Arrogant of you.
you just learn the craft.
Yeah.
The only risk that can happen, so there's this lucrative arm of my business called corporate gigs, extremely ridiculously brilliant, but an arm of my career, where you turn up, you do 15 minutes, stand up at the top, then you cross to a podium and you hand out the awards. It could be for any industry. It could be the audio visual industry. I actually do that one, the TPI awards. It could be for the fridge cooling element awards, which I've done. It can be gardening, it can be anything.
The fridge cooling.
I've done the cooling awards.
What is actually?
It's like all the people that
have you ever done postboxes?
No. Just leave it, Francis.
Rose, do you ever get when you get those corporate gigs, do you ever come one coming in? It's like you're like, it's a lot of money. I've got to just do this one.
Have you turned some down?
I've all of them. Why would I not do them?
Yeah, I know, it's so true. Oh, because it's bad for you.
I'm not embarrassed about earning. I don't have the snobbery that some of... I'm a lefty, I'm a Green Party verb. I don't have the snobbery of some posh lefties who've set up this continuum with one type of work at one end.
Yeah.
And one at the other. Not for me.
Yeah.
Our job is to make people laugh.
It doesn't matter who the audience is.
I refuse to disappear up my own bum. It's a daily struggle. But if someone offers me work, as long as it's no one's being hurt, I probably think twice, you know, like a tobacco industry type thing, I might ask some questions.
Yeah.
But mostly, what's wrong with hosting the Gardening Awards? It's 15 minutes of stand-up to a brilliant audience
who are looking
to laugh. How is that different?
And do you write a fresh show for each thing?
I have a sort of banker corporate set, and then I'll weave around it. But so in answer to your question, do I ever lose the room? What can happen if it's a gig? I had one this week. I won't say which one it is, if that's all right. Where they put you on before dinner. Now, this is about 100 times harder because everyone's just had their
drink. They're chatting.
Drink reception. Yeah. I haven't seen you for a year. How are you doing, Ollie? Yeah, I'm fine. Ollie 1, Ollie 2, how are you doing? Oh, my God, both the Ollies here. They're all stood around.
I think I can guess what this was.
And it's hard. So you have a voice of God, like an announcer. Normally the guy that does the lottery is like, we will start in 1 minute, please. And when they're not reacting, you're like... We're going to have to wait. We're starting in 30 seconds. Nothing. And I said to the...
And you're backstage, right?
I said, you're going to need to wait till they're seated. Otherwise, you know,
yeah,
it's just not going to work. But they put me on and no one reacted to the gig beginning. Now, he's not losing a room. This is never even finding.
So explain to our listeners, what do you open with? So you come on stage.
So you come on and go, good evening. Talk. Room of noise, like you're in a bar.
Yeah.
But it's 3,000 people.
Shut up.
Excuse me. Excuse me. The awards are starting. If I could have your attention, please. Voice of God's joining in. Guys. Nothing. Everyone's like, well, some people, a lot of people. Then the ultimate test to check whether a gig is so hard that you're going to have to, you know, turn the lights off or do something. It's what I call the fire test,
okay,
which is where you shout as loud as you can, "Fire! Everybody, fire!" And if they don't turn around at that point, you are fucked.
And that's the ultimate test. If you start going, "Fire, fire," and no one moves.
A couple of people are like, "What's going on?" "Oh, the comedian's messing around." And so what you do then is you row back to your functionals. You park your stand-up and you just do functional stuff. Okay, I'm just going to talk through the format of the night until people are listening. First up, we're going to be doing this.
Yeah, yeah.
And you just keep doing functional stuff.
Because it's so important, you know, with stand-up, to have people's attention, right? Because if you don't have their attention...
It's not like me, yeah. Like sometimes when you get these bookings, like I've done a couple of like super posh weddings where they think they can put you in the background and people are just sort of drift yeah. into the comedy, but it doesn't work that way. Comedy only works if people are walked through to a formal space, sat down, face the stage and bang, it's
yeah.
begun.
Yeah.
Then it's down to the comic. Then you could lose the room. But mostly now, if the room's listening, it's once in a blue moon. They're like, "Nah, sorry, not for us," and they start talking. I mean, it's once every 3 or 4 years.
Because they're notoriously super hard. Like, if someone said to you, "Hey, Russell Kane, we want you to do the Brits live TV show, yeah. 6 million people."
That's one of the hardest.
They're harder. They're all getting pissed. They're not really listening to the person up there. Would you take it?
Yes, because the secret with the Brits is, which Jack understood brilliantly, is to play the living room. People forget they play the room. They play the arena and then you see them start sweating because they're dying on their hole in the room. They forget that there's millions more.
Yeah, you're right.
You're playing the living room. That's who you're playing. Ignore that. Leave a gap for the laughter in the lounge. Carry on like you are ripping the back door out of the gig because in the lounge you are. Yeah. Which is what Jack understood.
But there's also, okay, find something like, so I watched on Netflix, right? I watched Kevin Hart's page where he did like 60 or 82,000 people in Philadelphia Stadium.
Crazy.
Would you, okay, honestly, if you had the opportunity to do something like that, would you take it? Or is that just too kind of like, I know you say you do everything, but that is just like.
It depends on the context. I've done the O2 a few times as one of a lineup, but whether I would condense all of my London dates into that one sort of 20,000 pot. It's not the easiest gig, and it's not a lot of customers, if you like, or audience would say it's not the best experience for them.
Yeah.
So you've got to weigh that up between knowing one day you'll be in the nursing home and go, played the O2. And like there'll be some blue-haired fitty next to you go, "You up?" Played the O2 and you just lean back.
But
that's a guaranteed hand job from Violet.
But this is interesting, right? This is interesting. For instance, what is your biggest fear in life? If you have to have a biggest fear in life, what would your biggest fear be?
Oh my God, probably just being destitute, poverty, because I've had to make everything from scratch. There's always that fear.
Yeah, that's what it's going to be.
That, and I'm just not keen on extreme pain. Like I can tolerate a bit of dental work.
Being tortured.
Some sort of injury.
Yeah.
That would keep me. I don't really have any exotic ones.
But it's interesting.
What kind of injury would keep you from doing stand-up comedy then?
It would have to be unconscious or I've gone on with food. I put two intervals in when I was playing Inverness and I had food poisoning. I put two formal vomit intervals in.
Nice.
And I knew I could do. I did half an hour, and then when I felt the colour going, we're back after this short break. And then straight back on again.
But I always think this is like quite a morbid little subject, but you know, with Robin Williams, right? When his mind started to slow down, because the reason why Robin Williams was so amazing was he was so quick, so fast.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And then when your mind starts to slow down, that's the scariest thing.
Surely that is everyone's phobia, that dementia.
Yeah. The insanity, right? It's sketchy as hell.
Apparently very closely linked to not getting enough sleep.
It is.
Oh, yeah. I do believe
that. So there's a book called Why We Sleep, which talks about that and how these people like Margaret Thatcher and Ronald Reagan and these people who supposedly could survive on 4.5 hours sleep a night.
Pay the price.
But they both died with severe dementia.
It's almost like, without getting to Radio 4, you've got a finite amount of consciousness regardless of your longevity. So you're going to be on the planet for 90 years, but if you stay up for 20 hours a day, you will pay that. You will not get those extra hours. that will be taken back in a sort of fog of confusion.
Well,
at the
that's
end
the
of
thing, and also
God, that fog of confusion sounds death.
I know.
Well, you can't. Jesus. If you think about it, you can't. You can survive for a bit of time without water or food, but you can't really survive
without
longer
porn.
Than without porn. without
wanking,
sleep,
yeah. The same thing. You just can't do it. You just need
it's horrible, isn't it? When you masturbate so much that it's boring. Have you ever been like, you're like, oh, yeah. Well, but I actually got stuff to do. Yeah, but do you think any girls ever have a bored wank? Do you think they're ever strumming going, oh, I'm so bored.
Why am I even doing this? I'm not kidding you. So, as boys, we always have that moment. We have something, not really. We're literally like driving, we've been to the library, whatever. And suddenly.
Been to the library?
Well, I don't know, just whatever.
Hold
on a second. I want to know that Jamie Lang once borrowed a book rather than bought.
Yeah. We're eating hummus, whatever we're doing. And then
more like it. Keep it realistic.
And then suddenly something happens. Where it's suddenly like a prang in our head.
A wank trigger.
We have to go and do it. It's impossible not to.
It's bad. And I know some people are going to listen to this and go, oh, how unoriginal, like boys talking about masturbation.
Yeah.
But I do think it's slightly disingenuous to misrepresent how much it occupies the male. You're right, we should vary up. Why should we vary up? We wouldn't vary up talking about food and love and art because that fills my life as well.
Mm. Russell, actually, I remember the funniest thing you said to me once. We're talking about weirdly wanky again.
Yeah, well, let's try and revive her and then we'll get out of Latvia with that.
And Russell's like, don't worry, sometimes what I do is I sit on my hand, make a go numb and paint my nails and go, hello.
Who are you? Just don't ask questions. If you have got time, you can do one leg in a tight as well.
All right, Russell, we got some questions.
It's private parts. You've provoked me in the title.
That's the whole point.
Are we going to get the answer to the questions, or do you get those at the
end?
Yeah,
we're going to get it in a second.
Oh, okay, sorry.
But we got some questions from you from social. So if
for you.
Oh, brilliant.
If you want to follow us on social media, at Private Podcast on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Questions for Russell. If someone narrated your life, who would you want to be the narrator? That's from Beth Clements.
It would probably be some sort of Danny Dyer type person. I'll tell you something really funny that happened on Channel 4, funnily enough. I'm really into watches, always have been. How I got to university was I bought and sold Rolex in the Rolex showroom. So I always had this passion for watches. Anyway, fast forward to me being a comedian, out nightclubbing, blah, blah. You know, sometimes the nice guy that when you're on telly, they show you to your table in the club, drinks are on us, and Mr. Lang, that person.
Yeah.
He said to me, Russell, man, you know, it's so nice seeing you, and I know you're into your watches. I've started a company. I'm selling watches. Can you just retweet my last tweet saying lovely watches? I'm like, fucking no problem. If you asked me to do that now, I wouldn't even look at the tweet.
Yeah.
It was a sting. It was a sting from Channel 4's dispatches. Go look it up. The guy was being stung. The guy was being stung.
Oh, really?
I didn't even look. I was in a nightclub. I was out with my mum. My mum and Lindsay were both there. We were partying. I thought I was the dog's bollock. I'd just done a gig. I didn't even look. Bang. Next day, next week, get a call from dispatches. Would you like to comment? You've been paid to tweet. And I'm like, sorry, you were given £50 to send a tweet. I'm like, I'm not showing off, but I don't really need to be sending tweets for £50. Or it might even been £500, whatever it was.
Yeah,
I'm obviously not doing it. What this little shit had done, who I thought was my friend, you were probably on his list. He had a list. He had a list of all people that are on the telly, and he would go to brands, and go right, I can get Jamie Lang to send a tweet for a grand. He'd come to you in the nightclub, get you to do it as a favour. Then he would pocket the grand. Where you've just, because he runs the nightclub, you're just, you know.
And you're hooned and whatever, and you just.
So they said to me, do you want to make a comment? And I said, I'm not going to go on do an interview because it'll be cut to buggery. So I said, what I'll do is I'll send you one written paragraph. I've always been into horological matters and watches. This was done without looking at the tweet twice. I didn't think anything about it. And it was read out in answer to your question in this voice. I've always been in to horological devices. I got an accent. I didn't look at the tweet, to be honest. A really sarcastic moron voice. So that's who will narrate my life.
Okay, we got another one from Alex via Instagram. I saw Russ about 10 years ago in Melbourne. It was easily the most energetic stand-up I've ever seen. Where do you get your energy from?
Well, the honest truth is, I don't know if we were rolling at the top when we talked about bulletproof
coffee. Yeah.
It's from just diet, man. Fat is the best fuel you will ever find. I've always been slightly hyper and I do have more brain energy than the next guy, I'll admit. But these days when I should be slowing down, the reason my productivity has gone up is I just eating the right stuff, keep your body fat down,
and you train the right exercise and all that.
I don't go to the gym. I just use stuff I got at home. I don't even need weights. I could do it in the corner of a hotel room. I'll just do a bit of HIIT and some push-ups. Yeah.
I thought we were talking about wanking.
So yeah, it's just a case of yes, exercise, but most importantly, I just don't do the sugar crush of carbs. So bulletproof coffee before I go on stage.
But that's interesting, right? And also, I mean, I suppose we've all been victim to this in terms of your diet and things like that. If you eat badly and you, I suppose, don't train and stuff like that, do you mentally feel it in yourself? Because yeah, I do. I feel
straight
like
away, the
downers,
next day,
right? Because we're so heightened, right?
If I have a cheat day and eat too much like Chinese and cakes, obviously not McVitie's one, and the next day there's a, you do fucking feel it, definitely, because I don't eat clean, because people that eat clean wouldn't call the stuff I eat clean. I mean, I fry in a lard and all this I do all this type of stuff. I believe in saturated fat. My HDL cholesterol has gone up and up and up and up and up, so my cholesterol ratio is going down. So I do think the NHS are all wrong on this. I eat 30, 40 eggs a week sometimes.
Wow.
Yeah, bring it.
It's hard.
I love your reaction. I eat 30-40 eggs a week.
Bro,
yeah, what? Yeah,
I'm
what?
Someone's got to feed these guns. I name my arms Kim Jong Un. Those guns are so big.
We got one more from Rosie via Instagram. Says, do you get annoyed when you tell people you're a comedian? They say, go on, tell me a joke.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Do people really say
yes.
that often?
Yes.
Yeah, for sure they do, right?
Well, the worst is when it's pissed lads.
Go on, then.
It's
a joke.
I did a gig in Portsmouth last week. Big one, like fucking 2,000-seater festival gala, which means it's a guaranteed fee. No excuse. Is it stinginess or is it that I'm trying to keep it real? I absolutely was convinced. I'm travelling home by train. I'm going to do it. I'm going to get on the train after the gig in the first class carriage. I love it. I love being on a train. I'm sick of sitting in the back of a car. Nice bottle of red.
Yeah.
Glass, Netflix.
Nice.
Love
yeah,
it.
Perfect, right?
And it was one of those ones where first class is in the middle, so people have to pass through. And you can see, if you like, the herd pressed against the glass. And I knew as we started, the train left at 20 to 11 and you're passing through Guildford, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm in trouble here. Because the lads are walking through. They've got to cross through to get to the carriage they're going to. And then one, you know, you just look up at the wrong moment.
They clock you.
And then I could see them doing like excuses. I've got my hood up. But when you've got a glass of Malbec, it sort of undercuts the hoodie. Like, I've got a glass of Malbec here, blood. Don't force me to use the stem.
And, but also, when they come into first class and they kind of sit there, and you know what they're doing, you always want to go, are you meant to be here? You can't do it. You've asked that, James.
It's the worst when they actually, it's overcrowded and they actually de-first class the first class. And you're like, I paid for the fucking ticket.
Yeah. It's like, that is like Marxism. isn't it? And then I knew one of them was, and then I got it like pissed out. You that comedian, tell us a joke then, mate. Oh, tell us a joke. And I was like, I'm not him. I just look like him. I get it all the time, and it worked because they were pissed.
Yeah.
But sometimes you get do something for. I've had as well at a party.
What do they say at the end? Do they say, "Oh, you wanker," then just walk off?
Yeah, you've got no banter. They've got no fucking banter, mate. Got no banter. I've had that a lot. And at once I was at a party, and it got. You know, where they're pushing you to the corner, like some sort of David Brent moment. Go on, do your thing. And I pushed into a corner at a party. Like, I'm going to just start.
You were bullied into a corner.
Like, yeah, like monkey.
This is one of my family. My family's rough, man.
On that note, ladies and gentlemen, Francis, we should have the answer to the question of the week.
Well, questions this week. And which one would you like first?
Did you say Francis's or Francis questions?
Francis's question.
It's correct. That is grammatically correct. Yeah. The two S's with the apostrophe. Yeah. Just checking.
Well, it wouldn't be two S's. It would actually be Francis with an apostrophe, but it's pronounced Francis's. Yes.
Wait, what is the mailbox and what's the postal one?
4,000 letters.
What did I say? 700?
700.
I said 800.
I said 580.
Yeah.
Who went highest?
You did, Tom.
Yeah, 800.
4,000 approximately.
No way.
It's quite interesting. Good one.
We like
a lot of interesting
more.
Facts about.
What's the other one?
Capacious.
Okay, so how many heartbeats does a hummingbird beat in
a minute?
A minute.
I went 1,000, but I think it could be high.
Yeah, I said
like 800.
I said 4,000.
It is approximately 1,000.
Oh, yes! That was through counting as well, not It's correlated to the wing beat, then. It must be correlated to the wing beat.
So, how Hitler's so happy.
Fucking Poirot that shit. Poirot was in the house. Just one more question. How many times does his wing beat? Damn you, Poirot. You've solved it again.
It's like Scooby-Doo. That's the answer. So 1,000 beats in a minute.
1,000. Well, yeah, like over, like a little over 1,000. Yeah. So you actually said 1,200, right? So 1,200. So you actually pretty much bang on.
Yeah.
Nice.
And also, you know,
useful info there.
This is it. Not only is this like a really like intelligently funny podcast, and you find some good general knowledge, we also get to listen to Francis's diary.
Oh, brilliant!
The whole thing.
Obviously, it varies in quality from week to week, but
yeah.
Let's see.
Is it a good one this week? And we can comment, we can say whatever we want throughout. And it's how many, please, is it how many days is it on this
Has
one?
Has it been translated back from Latin?
Well, actually, no. Do you know what?
No, it hasn't. It hasn't been translated back.
I read Antimari et Carlum et Trotum.
I read my diary out to Charlotte Crosby the other day, and she said if I was the diary, I would set myself on fire.
She went, what are all those squiggles on the page making pictures come in my head and that? Oh, they're words, Charlotte. Fucking hell.
And that was a clip from that episode. Sunday, the 4th of March. I've recently done...
hesitant in your diary really shows an unconfident man.
Do you know what? A
splodge of ink came out from the Watermans at that point.
I'll explain why that actually... it said done covered, but actually meant to say discovered.
This is the problem if you're coming from the pluperfect Latin. It's never going
to... It's a tricky thing to get your head around. I've recently discovered a new app for my phone which cleverly converts my speech into note form. So when I'm driving around in the Ignis, I can compose my diary during a time which had previously been the preserve of podcasts.
So you found the Ignis then? You found it again?
Yeah, I found it, yeah. Audiobooks and all Radio 4. Well, and also, do you have a radio show now?
I'm doing a series at the moment, BBC Evil Genius.
Yes, or Evil Genius. When I first began using it, I realised whilst driving that I had the voice recognition set to American English, which meant that what I was saying was not totally accurate. What was being written was not a totally accurate account of what I was saying. Being on the motorway when I realised this and not being able to stop right away, I did what I always do when faced with a new challenge. I adapt. And I began instead to dictate my diary, this diary, in an American accent.
No way.
Are you going to go for it? Are you
going to help us?
Well, no, I mean, I can read it.
You have to do the accent.
Okay.
Russell, can you do an American accent?
I can do all of them. Which one do you want?
Okay,
South, North?
Let's have like a Baltimore one.
Well, that's more specific. North Baltimore or South Baltimore?
That's very specific.
Fucking hell, Rain Man. Do you know Luke Street in Chicago? Do you know number 21? Do you like prime numbers? I do.
But it's in Baltimore.
I'm not expecting that from you, Jamie. Like, Baltimore. North or South Baltimore. Yeah. Deal with that, motherfucker.
I'll do anywhere Baltimore. Or to your face when you look at it.
What the fuck? Specific as anything. Did not see that coming.
Okay. So go on, what's your answer?
I should maybe... Oh, God, but all right. Well, I didn't want to... Well, it's now in English.
But do it in the accent.
Go on, do the accent. Wait.
Problem solved. I have found this new dictation tool so useful that I'm considering using it to write the first draft of a new book or script.
When did you arrive from Germany in the USA?
It is really the most useful thing I've downloaded recently.
Don't lose it, man. Don't feel shy. It was good. We're enjoying it.
I'm just feeling all bashful.
I thought it was quite good. It was a solid sort of Midwest, almost like a West Coast intellectual. Yeah,
so, what's your southern one, Russell? Do your southern one.
Well, it would be mighty inappropriate of me to take you out with not being properly attired and all.
Yeah. Shit, you sound like that guy from Prison Break who holds the pocket.
That's some kind of horseshit back there. Oh, she was so darn pretty. I done got hold of her and choked the life out of her eyes.
I love it that you go sadistic.
That's John.
Wow.
Some people recognising of Mice and Men.
Mice and Men, yeah.
Yes, I knew.
Lenny. Yeah. I'll add the rabbits.
Yeah. should I swap accents?
No, do whatever
go
you want.
Go southern.
Yeah.
So now, whilst driving down the M4.
That's good.
More than 70 miles an hour.
Yeah.
like I'm right at this very moment. I can dictate this diary on the microphone built into my car to be read out on private parts.
You could
podcast.
Say my vehicle.
My vehicle. space, delete, full stop. I should add that I'm still trying to get the hang of the voice-commanded punctuation, though. And, that was my first day. Yeah.
Is that it?
That's very good.
Is that your diary?
No, it's not it.
Oh, we still got more?
Monday. Shall I carry on?
To change up the accent now. Let's go like California or something like Valley Girl. Russell, what's your Valley
Monday.
Girl?
Monday.
Oh, my God. It's so goddamn random. Like, he was in his room. His cock was totally out. And I was like, oh, my God, am I going to touch it? Then I really need this part. So I did.
Like, oh, my God. Okay. Should I carry on that? Okay.
Yeah, Valley Girl.
Katie and I decided to make a start on redecorating one of the spare rooms today. It was covered in old wallpaper, and the walls started to peel off the walls.
Ew.
So, gross.
My funniest thing is that Prance is like bobbing up.
You've got to perform it.
Yeah, it's that Valley Girl bop, you know. And so it needed to go. Strangely, there was wallpaper on the ceilings too, which had started to come off. Wait. This bit was actually dictated in the English.
It's like there's an English guy in the background going...
This bit was actually dictated in the English-American before I changed it, so it's actually not written properly. Strangely, so it's actually going to sound a bit disjointed, but I'll read it in English. Anyway. Strangely, you know wallpaper on the ceiling is sort of...
Look, just read the diary.
Katie had bought a cordless steamer to remove the wallpaper, at which point the sandpaper... What?
It's your diary. He gets confused every single time. Just tell you what, leave it.
I'll skip that one, because that one was a bit...
Just leave it, Francis.
Tuesday the 7th of March.
I started killing again.
Yeah.
Today I cut
the voice was still in my mind.
Today I cut the eyes out of women in magazine and poked my tongue through the holes.
Francis, I embarked on a little experiment today. should we leave it there? Yeah, let's leave it there.
Brilliant. What a diary.
Russell, buddy, thank you.
My pleasure.
So much. Honestly, from the bottom of the heart, you are not only just the funniest man we know, you deserve all the success. Honestly,
thanks,
you do,
man.
Without
thanks
a doubt.
Me.
But also, dude, what have you got coming up?
So if you're into podcasts, do look up my podcast, Evil Genius, where we take a legend from history each week. Could be John Lennon, could be Einstein, could be Gandhi, and the panel have to decide whether their bastardly acts of evil outweigh their genius. With some pretty awkward things we reveal about some legends. So it's funny as well, it's always a
good idea.
And has that launched now?
Yes, the first, well, by the time this goes out. Yeah, there's a few of them up at the moment, and there's one more going on each week.
And also, dude, you're going on tour. When are you going on tour again?
I'm going on tour again next January, because I've had 18 months off that last tour. It was massive, 120 dates. Wow. I'm working on pilots, I'm working on a sitcom, working on a sketch show, all the busy usual stuff boy. That's going on behind the scenes, how much of it will make it to the screen.
And you have watch your show, space. What's that show on All Four, right? It was on Channel 4 where
yes, we did Rage Room. Hoping to bring that back, which is where people come on, they talk about the things they hate, and then they get to smash up a bespoke Rage Room. Spencer was fantastic on it, where he went absolutely mental.
What did he like?
Because he's a psychopath.
He started punching the set and stuff.
What did he not like?
The celeb is supposed to help me guide the member of the public through their rage, but
to Spencer, guide whose member?
Spencer caught the rage and started smashing the setup and everything like that. Said the word gin and ran into the street.
Dude, listen, you got so much going on. Thank you for giving us time to
thank
be on
you.
The podcast.
Yes, thank you.
And also, buddy, what we do at the end of every single podcast is we ask our guests to leave our listeners with something inspirational.
Yeah. This is one of my favourite. It's all language okay on this podcast.
Yeah.
It's honestly one of the best things my nan ever told me. My nan, I ended up living with my nan for 3 years when I fell out with my dad, and I never knew anyone that could pick me up like my nan. I just split up with a girl. I didn't think I was going to make it to uni. It was so hard. We were living in a housing association council flat. I lived in the box room, and I was fucking on tears on the floor. She opened the door and she said this: laugh and the world laughs with you, cry and you're a cunt.
Russell,
that's amazing. Buddy,
you're the best. Thank you, dude.
It's a true story.
To all the listeners, we love you. We'll see you next episode. Peace.
Cheers. Bye.
Bye bye. Dude.
Nice.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers, with rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.